teaching phonics to your kids? Yes. Before teaching phonics, there is something that is more important, and that is phonological awareness. Phonological awareness simply means being able to hear and play with sounds in words. It's not about reading letters yet. It's about listening to sounds. Now, let's explain further. These phonological awareness are grouped into 5 parts. The first one is rhyming. The second one is syllable. The third one is beginner sound. And the fourth one is blending. While the last one is segmenting. For example, children show phonological awareness when they can clap to syllables. Example, father, mother, tiger, animal. Also, when they hear words that sound alike, that's where rhyming comes in. So you go hat, cat, rat, mat. Notice beginning sounds like sun, snake, suck. What's the first sound there? Beginning sound. That's the sound. Also, putting sounds together. That's where blending comes in. You go bat. What's the first sound in bat? Boo. Plus bat. The second sound, ah, bat. The third sound is what? T. So, bo. Ah plus t will give you what? Bat. Also, the last of which is segmenting is breaking a word apart. Breaking a word apart. So, if I have the word like, a word like dog, how do I break the word dog apart? The first sound is d. The second sound is o, and the third sound is g. That's what dog. In a short form, phonological awareness is sound training for the ear, and it's the foundation every child needs before they can become confident readers and spellers.